religion is lonely. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. You better get your
reckon or to come in the morning. You better get ready, cross and get.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXC, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Listen in, y'all.
All day Saturday, April 30th, WGXC will broadcast the ninth edition of Reveille from Sound Camp. The Reveille broadcast follows the dawn chorus around the planet, listening to the sounds of dawn at various points around the earth, starting in London, heading across the Atlantic Ocean, stopping at Wave Farm in the 5 a.m. hour, and then crossing the United States, the Pacific Ocean, Asia, Africa, and Europe, and heading back to London at 1 a.m. on Sunday, May 1st. Tune in all 25 hours of the Reveille broadcast from midnight Saturday, April 30th to 1 a.m. on Sunday, May 1st on WGXC 90.7 FM and Wave Farm Standing Wave Radio at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
What's the difference between people and the people?
People you see on the street are people. You can see them. You can't see the people. There's too many to see.
You can't see anything on the radio anyway.
That's what's great about radio. There's nothing to see.
That means you can drive at the same time you listen to the radio.
Do you think it's safe to operate a motor vehicle while listening to WGXC?
Is it safe to use power tools while listening to WGXC?
90.7 FM. WGXC.
We'll be right back. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson. And these are my co-hosts.
Co-hosts? Fine. Also, I was hoping to be like maybe second executive assistant. Oh, well, I'm Jada, and I'm 11, and I live near Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about your favorite topic, books. Books we love, books we hate, and just general bookish things.
Really good at doing the game show host, Georgia.
Thank you. I practice a lot. Who wants to go first? Da-dun.
What about game show host over here?
Me?
Yes, you.
Little old me?
Yes.
Okay, I will go first. I will be sharing a book that is not by one of my favorite authors, but feels like it is because it's so similar. By David Walliams. Let's welcome Demon Dentist. Woo! Give it a round of applause, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-woo-woo-woo.
So this book is by David Walliams, and it's called Demon Dentist. So it's very Roald Dahl-esque. Like, the cover illustrations look just like Quentin Blake's, and Quentin Blake is the one who did the illustrations for the Roald Dahl books, and the plot and the way that they talk is so much like Roald Dahl. But then, at some points, you remember it's not Roald Dahl because there's, like, a social worker and a boy who won't stop texting. So it's really nice. I read the description. Darkness has come to the town. Strange things were happening in the dead of night. Children would put a tooth under their pillow for the tooth fairy, but in the morning they would wake up to find a dead slug, a live spire, hundreds of earwigs creeping and crawling beneath their pillow. Evil was at work, but who was behind it? That is the description. And this is recommended for ages 8 to 12, but I could actually say that pretty much any age would like this. Though I'd say that I'd scare the heck out of kids under age 8 for going to the dentist, so I think that 8 and over is good.
What's it called?
Demon Dentist by David Walliams. Not Williams, Walliams.
Okay, I gotta look it up.
Okay, now give a final round of applause for David Walliams with Demon Dentist.
Woo! Very exciting.
What book are you doing, Emily?
Oh, is it my turn? The next contestant on today's show is a book that I've been talking about for a very long time, so you probably thought I already read it, but I've just been anticipating reading it for a really long time. I finally read it. It is Shirley and Jamila's Big Fall by Jillian Gorse.
Let's give a warm welcome to Shirley and Jamila's Big Fall.
Woo. This is a now middle grade.
Who is it by, young lady?
It is by Jillian Gorse.
Jillian Whores.
Gorse.
Gorse. Jillian Horse. Can you write that out?
I don't know if we should.
We should make like a whole show with just our bloopers one time.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian.
Anyways, this is the second Shirley and Jamila book. I loved the first one, which is called Shirley and Jamila Save Their Summer. And so if you haven't guessed yet, there's Save Their Summer, Big Fall, so I'm guessing we're going to have winter at some point, and maybe spring at some point. I think they're making their way through the seasons. But it's a middle grade graphic novel series, and it features, shockingly, characters named Shirley and Jamila. And they, in the first book, are new friends. They meet in the summer at a yard sale. Their parents get them to hang out together, and they're very different personalities, interests, and everything, but they're really good friends. And Shirley is really into being a young detective, And Jamila goes on an adventure in the first book, helping with this mystery. And then this book takes place in the fall. So it's Jamila in the first book is new to town. And so this is Jamila's first year at a new school and makes some new friends. And Shirley and Jamila continue to be friends, but also have different things that they do separately. And Jamila makes a new friend on the basketball team and isn't sure if the friend will get along with Shirley or not because they're so different. The new friend is more like Jamila. So that's part of the story. But then there's also another mystery, or more like a, I guess it's not quite a mystery, but more of a adventure, because there's a bully in school who has been collecting evidence about different people that he then uses to blackmail them to try to get money from them. And then if they don't pay, then he releases this incriminating or embarrassing footage or other evidence. And so Shirley has been sort of hired by a fellow student who is being blackmailed to try to figure out how to not have their personal info released because they can't gather the money in time. And so it's a mix of this adventure as well as like following the friendship into the semester at school. And I really like the characters and I really like the art, and the adventure part's fun too. So highly suggest this series. I would start from the beginning, but you could also just dive into the second one. I think either way would work, but it does have a nice little character progression from the first one. And I can't wait to see the next one. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Give a big round of applause for Shirley and Jamila's Big Fall.
Hooray.
I guess it's my turn.
Contestant number two.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was just browsing through Demon Dentist. I looked it up, and yes, you can download it for free. I also recommend reading it, even though I just got in like the third, fourth page. Anyway, I am rereading for about the 1,000,000,000,000th time Wonder by J.C. Palacio. If that's how you pronounce her name. So Georgia's not doing any game showy things. Okay, so anyway, I really like it. It's a classic story. It's also a movie I'd recommend reading and watching. It's about a boy that is perfectly fine, has no disabilities, but his face is disformed, and he's starting in-person school for the first time in his life. He's been homeschooled for a while, and he's starting fifth grade, and so he's never gone to school because of his face, because they always thought that his family was always so protective of him. And now that he's going to school, he has to deal with a bunch of bullies, and he has to make new friends, so... story, and I really recommend reading it. It's also told, each chapter is told by, well, section I should say, is told by a different character in the story, and then there are like, and then there are other stories by Palacio that continue on with the story. So I just recommend reading everything that's Wonder related. It's really nice.
Give it up for Wonder by AJ. By R.J. Palacio.
Woo, 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 woo.
So I have a book recommendation related to Wonder. It's called White Bird. I've shared it before. It's a graphic novel. It's like sort of coffee table book size, but a great graphic novel. It's a hardcover. It's also by R.J. Palacio. And it is a fictional story, a historical fiction story about Julian's grandmother in the Holocaust, being a Jewish girl in the Holocaust in France. It's a really, really good graphic novel. Highly recommend.
Very cool.
Give it up for all the books on this show. Now, is everyone ready for some book trivia?
Yeah.
Sorry, host is out of ideas.
I didn't get to study.
I want some trivia.
Host is out of ideas. Sayonara.
No trivia?
Nah, get yourself, dude. Would this be the spot where you play in all the cheesy elevator music?
I could share a poem or two.
Good idea.
What part of the game show is that? You know, the classic game show poetry reading? For our listeners, if they haven't guessed yet, we're doing a game show edition of Bound by Books right now. Secrets.
I forgot to say welcome to the game show edition of Bound by Books. Dang it.
Hopefully they figured it out.
Imagine if we had to do this. Imagine if we had to do this every single day.
Imagine.
The game show thing.
Yeah.
Like every time we did Bound by Books, we had to do a games show.
We definitely don't have to. But I will share.
Time.
I'm going to share a poem that is by one of my favorite poets. And it's a poem I like to read every spring because it's a springtime poem. So here it is. It's called Instructions on Not Giving Up by Ada Limón, who actually I just learned has a new book of poetry coming out next month. So I'm excited for that. But this one is from, it doesn't say what book it's from. I can't remember. It's either from Bright Dead Things or The Carrying, which are both good books by her. But here it is, Instructions on Not Giving Up. More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crabapple tree, more than the neighbor's almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candy-colored blossoms to the slate sky of spring rains, it's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets, leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come. Patient, plodding, a green skin growing over whatever winter did to us. A return to the strange idea of continuous living despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine then, I'll take it, the tree seems to say, a new slick leaf unfurling like a fist to an open palm. I'll take it all. So that's Instructions on Not Giving Up by Ada Limón. You can find it on poets.org or in one of her books of poetry. Usually the site tells you what it's from, but I'm not seeing it in this one.
That sounds like a great book. Not book.
Poem.
That sounds like a great poem. That sounds like a great book. That sounds like a great poem. Give it up for Instructions on Not Give Up by Ada Limón. Did I say it wrong?
Ada Limón? I think you said it right.
Oh, yay. Give it up!
Wee.
Oh, it's the wee.
Yeah, I say wee a lot.
Isn't it too early for the wee? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, wait.
I just say it when there's joy and excitement. Wee.
It's fun.
The wee?
Wee.
I'm glad you enjoy
it. Wow. Emily, mm-hmm. I would like you to be host again, please. I don't like being host. Too much. Well, too much. Too much. So, too much work.
You do great.
You do better. I'm tired.
Well, I have to figure out what I'm going to read next because I just finished Shirley and Jamila, and I have a ton of picture books to read, but I have to figure out what my next novel is, like novel or graphic novel, something longer than a picture book. And I have lots of options at home, but I'm not sure which one I'll want to dive into next. Huh? What'd you
say? Why don't you try an adult book?
Well, I might. I have a poetry book of Ada Limón's that I hadn't read before that I have at home. So I was thinking of reading that since it's for a moment longer. It is National Poetry Month, unless you're listening to this on Sunday, in which case it is May. Can't believe May is right around the corner.
Oh my gosh.
Well, one thing I'm excited about with the spring and the coming summer is about getting out in the garden. And we have a lot of cool resources here for people that want to get outside in the garden and need a little help. So we have seeds that people can come and pick up. We have vegetables, flowers, all sorts of stuff. And so people can come take those for free. They're in our library of local kiosk. We also have tools available that people can borrow, gardening tools. So if you want to try out a piece of gardening, like a garden tool that you're not sure if you'll ever use again, so you don't want to go out and buy one, you can borrow one from us.
That's cool.
And we also have a lot of books on gardening and foraging and other things related to sort of climate resiliency and the outdoors. So you should check that all out in our library of local kiosk.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's on the main floor of the library. Hard to miss. So what are you all planning to read next?
I am going to finish The Demon Dentist. I haven't finished it yet. And then also, I think that I am going to read some graphic novels off of Libby. I'm reading some really good ones right now. So, yeah.
How about you, Jada?
So I just remembered, Mom reminded me, I read this book called Spilling Ink, A Young Writer's Handbook. It's a collaboration by Ann Mazur and Ellen Potter. And I forgot what Ellen Potter wrote, but Ann Mazur wrote part of Sister Magic and all of Sister Magic and all of the Abby Hayes series. So anyway, I contacted Ann Mazur, and she personally responded to me. It was so amazing.
That's cool.
Or should I say Ann Mazuring?
What did she say? What did you say?
I really just said, hi, I saw that you live in Ithaca, and I live in New York, too, and I was wondering if maybe one day I could meet you, and maybe Ellen Potter, too, and I also want to talk to you about this book that I'm writing, and I want to see if I can get it published. And then she personally responded, and that was really awesome.
What did she say?
She contacted me and said, hi, thanks for your thoughtful letter. And wait, I think I can pull it up now. Just let me look it up. Hi, Jada. Thanks for the sweet message. It sounds like you read Spilling Ink. Right. I don't know where you live, but several times a year I do writing workshops at my local library for young writers ages 8 to 11. There are a couple of them coming up soon, and they're free. If it's possible for you to get to them and you're not too old, you're welcome to sign up. Here's the link for the next one, and we got another one scheduled in July. I'm also happy to answer writing questions by email, but I don't answer questions about publishing or how to get published. I haven't been active in my field for a number of years and don't want to give outdated or wrong information. Congratulations on finishing a book. That's a real achievement. Keep going. Happy writing, Anne. It was just...
Wow.
When I read it, it was just... I was just super happy because I really admire the Abby Hayes series, and I really like the Spilling Ink book. I also recommend reading that. So look up Ann Mazur online. She has a website, and if she's not too busy, she might answer you because, well, she has a job.
Yep, busy lady. That's very cool. Yeah, my guess is that authors love hearing from readers, but that they don't always have time to write back because they are very busy. So that's very nice that she took the time to write you back. But can you imagine if you were an author and you got to hear from all these people that love your book? It must feel really nice.
It really must.
Well, anyway, guess what time it is? It's time for the lightning round. Just kidding. I was trying to tie it all into the game show theme.
We're just about out of time for today, contestants.
Who won the game?
Everybody!
Hooray! What's the prize?
You get what you get, and you don't get upset. Nobody won, so no prize.
Oh, okay. But on that note, we're going to wrap up the show for today. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books and bookish things.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Happy reading. Dun-dun.
Bye.
Let me just sit down and relax a minute. Let me tell you about it. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And I just got paid. Going across town. Gonna pick up my lady. Have a little bit of fun. Just ain't no telling where I might end up. You might see me on the east side, the west side. I'm even going across the bridge, oh, cause I hear they really get down over there. Well, oh, to myself. Well, gonna party.
today.